Good morning, Christ Center. It's Wednesday, August 28th, and in this, our final week of the Fruit of the Spirit devotional series, we're meditating on scriptures that talk about self-control. So we invite you to read along with us or listen along and see what God might be speaking to you. Let's begin by taking a moment of silent prayer as we invite the Holy Spirit to join us. This morning, I'm joined once again by Doug Easterday and Pastor Mark Wall. And once again, we're in Timothy. We're in 2 Timothy, chapter 4 this time, verses 4 through 5. We're reading out of the Christian Standard Bible. And we're going to be paying attention to things that are jumping out at us. We invite you to do the same. We're going to read it a couple of times here. Mark, we'll start with you this time.
2 Timothy 4, verses 4 and 5. They will turn away from hearing the truth and will turn aside to myths. But as for you, exercise self-control in everything. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry.
Let's read that again. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. They will turn away from hearing the truth and will turn aside to myths. But as for you, exercise self-control in everything. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry.
This is, of course, from Paul's letter to Timothy, who he's instructing, a young man he's instructing in ministry. And he's drawing a contrast here to some in his church who are just like in every age, going to be turned aside to various doctrines and different things. And he's instructing him to do something quite different here, isn't he? Mark, what do you have?
Well, I was pondering the turn aside to myths, and it's something I realize I run into a lot, but... And usually it looks like somebody's looking for a magic bullet. If I can get this one thing, that's going to solve my problems. And it may be a podcast, it may be something they've read, it may be a book, and this is the solution. This is going to make my life easy.
Yeah.
This is going to turn everything around for me. And it doesn't seem to do that for them. But I see people keep looking for that magic bullet. And I think like one of those myths is there is a simple fix. There is an easy way through life.
Yeah.
And yet the contrast to that is exercise self-control in everything.
And endure hardship.
And endure hardship. That it's not trying to get rid of those things. It's taking a different posture when you encounter those things.
Yeah, that's good. Doug, what do you got?
Again, it's interesting, the word exercise, which means it takes my intentional involvement for self-control to be a part of my life. And it says exercise self-control, not just in, you know, hardship, but it says everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And that word everything is like, wow, I need to be self-control. That means me in charge of my mouth, me in charge. Then if we go back to these people turning away, well, to me, it's kind of like where we're living today, maybe even a political arena, things that people would think and do differently. I still am required by God to be in self-control and not react out of, well, they don't know the truth. Well, yeah, that might be true. But self-control requires that I endure. The word endure, I mean, you don't sit down and happens overnight. It's a process of kind of taking on and carrying it, and it's hard. Therefore, when I do that, people looking, going away from truth, looking at myths, it's just not that significant.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, but God gives me how to walk through it.
Yeah, I like that perspective a lot. And I mean, he's saying both exercise and endurance, those are not something that's done. Those can't be silver bullets because they, by definition, they go over time. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of, you know, a couple of years ago, I ran a half marathon, and I, working up to that, you know, you couldn't just jump right into that. I wasn't, you know, August, I wasn't ready to do this thing in November. And so there was a sort of, there's a regiment, like you've got to follow the schedule. Okay, it's Saturday. That means today's your long run. You got to go 6 miles today, you know, and like that hurts and your legs hurt and you, but endure and you keep going regardless of what is going on in your life. You need to keep going with that schedule. You need to keep enduring. And I think it's so easy to get caught up when around us, there's all kinds of different things, to stop exercising what we have, to stop exercising walking with God and expecting that there's just, man, like getting so sidetracked. I love what you're talking about. It's no longer significant when we are consistently practicing as disciples of Jesus. The choices of other people are no longer that significant. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. You can do what you do, but I know who I am.
Well, and I think in many ways, self-control is a gateway to all of the fruits.
Yeah.
Because there is intentionality around them. And my success in ministry is not defined by what other people are doing.
Yeah.
It's defined by how I'm walking with the Lord through things.
Yeah,
absolutely. And so if I'm exercising the fruit, and I'm being intentional, that it's so easy for any, and we're all called to ministry, but it's so easy when you're trying to lead people or guide people and they're just going different directions, and it's easy to be discouraged and fall out of that pattern of continuing your walk in that intentional, deliberate way.
And when we do the deliberate thing, the self-control, the planning for the marathon, whatever, and it says, fulfill your ministry.
Yeah.
Without that, you can't fulfill your ministry.
That's right.
Yeah. You can't fulfill what God's given you.
Yeah.
So it's a challenge for us. All right. Self-control today. Okay. And there's some hardship to endure.
Yeah.
But it's fulfilling what God's called me to do.
And it's faithfulness. Like this is where that crossover of the fruits comes in, right? Like faithfulness is continuing to do it every day. And that's not glamorous, you know? There's nothing like, I use a word of the day. There's nothing sexy about like discipline and self-control. There's nothing shiny like, ooh, it's like day by day, this is the choice that I make. And it's not the one choice that's going to change everything. It's a persistent choice that's going to craft me and form me and who God's called me to be.
You're not going to get accolades.
That's right.
For faithfulness.
No.
It's just you and God.
Yeah.
And I think some people seek glory in ministry.
Yeah.
That if I do ministry, I'll receive glory and that will make life easier. That's one of those, I think, myths of a silver bullet. But the reality is being a janitor for Jesus and cleaning toilets.
Yeah.
And is actually gives God far more glory than me seeking glory in ministry.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Let's Mark, you wanna close us in prayer?
Yeah. Thank you, Father, for the gift of your presence, embracing me, comforting me, and empowering me to bear fruit in my life. As I walk through this day, help me to recognize the gentle leadings of your Holy Spirit so I might better demonstrate the fruit of self-control, reflecting the character of Jesus in everything I say and do. Amen.
Amen.